Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters is back into campaign mode, using his State of the Nation speech in Palmerston North yesterday to attack the previous Labour government and comparing co-governance to what was seen in Nazi Germany. He said the left had run roughshod over society and to the people of New Zealand with ideas and plans they never campaigned on. But he had made no mention of New Zealand First's failure until after the election to reveal its intention to ditch smoke-free regulations. He said co-governance, which has been used in areas where Māori have a treaty interest in natural resources, is race-based theory.
I've seen that sort of philosophy before. I saw it in Nazi Germany. We all did. We've seen it elsewhere around the world in the horrors of history. But here, right in our country, and tolerated by people whose job was to keep the system honest, this happened. Where some people's DNA made them better than others.
Mr. Peters said there was no way the Treaty of Waitangi could have been a partnership and Māori signed up to it because they wanted crown protection from other outside rapacious colonial powers. Labour leader Chris Hipkins said the speech vindicated his decision before the election to rule out working with Mr. Peters, and Kiwis deserve better than a Deputy Prime Minister who behaves like a drunk uncle at a wedding. Former Labour Police Minister Jenny Anderson says the government is losing the goodwill of police by shortchanging them on wages. The Police Association says officers are insulted by the offer, which includes a $5,000 increase to base wages backdated to November last year and a 4% pay rise in July 2025. Ms. Anderson says it's less than police were offered before last year's election, which they rejected.
Well, what the offer we did provide them when I was minister was significantly better than the one they've just received. And what seems strange is that in a negotiation that you would go one worse than the last offer. And it's for that reason they're losing the goodwill of police officers.
A leading Tainui artist is crediting her grandparents with setting her on the path to an art career. A survey show of the work of Hidea Anderson Mita opened last week at the New Zealand Portrait Gallery, Te Pūkenga Whakaata in Wellington. Her work focuses on whānau and community, drawing together threads of history and hapū life. She says when she returned to live in the whānau homestead in Ōtorohanga and found her childhood drawings in a shed, she realised how much her dyslexia affected her life.
I did a lot of drawing and I was very quiet and insular, and so all my language went through a drawing. My grandparents were also creative, but they had the traditional art forms that they use in whakairoa and raranga. And so I hung out a lot in their circles and their friends who were coming to mahi with them.
Hidea Anderson Mita, Where We Are, What We Are Doing, runs until June. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou!